All right. So let's discuss today the relationship between Shema, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the agenda. We saw in the Mishnah in Brachos Yud Beis and Beis that there is an obligation to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. Man Tizkar Siyom Teis Chameras Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha, Yimei Chayecha Yomim Kol Yimei Chayecha Alelos. That is the Drasha of Ben Zoma, which teaches us that there's an obligation to remember Man Tizkar, the Exodus, every day of your life. And in the context of the first parak of Brachos, it seems like this is built in, it's related, at least performatively, to the mitzvah of Kriyashma. That's the last pasuk of Parshas Vayomer. And then it's also built into which part of Kriyashma, in addition to the last bracha?
The
brachos. The brachos of Kriyashma. Well?
Yeah.
What is it?
No.
The brachos of Kriyat Shema, Emes V'Yatziv, and V'Emunah. And we saw several Gemaras that substantiate that connection. Chief among them is the Gemara in Brachos Chaf Aleph, that maybe Kriyat Shema itself may be Drabanan, but Emes V'Yatziv is De'oraisa. Rashi there explains, She'mazkir bo Yetzias Mitzrayim D'chiva De'oraisa hi. And several other indications along those lines. We also saw the smak, the Sefer Mitzvos Katan, Mitzvah Kaf Yud. Anybody want to read the smak for us? Mitzvah Kaf Yud? Richard? So what's the smak explicit about? Yeah, exactly. There's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim mitzvah that's counted separately and distinctly, and that is the basis for what din, Mikey?
I'm still working on getting the dock open.
Working on getting the dock open.
Yeah. So I haven't been able to.
Ayom katzar v'malacha meruba.
I know.
So. Okay, keep working at it. So the smak here says that, Richard, that it's the built into Kriyashma. L'kach tikkun chacham parshas tzitzis b'kriyashma and emes v'yatziv, so that you could fulfill this mitzvah of l'man tizkor as yom tzeis chameres mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. Okay? So the nice thing about the smak is that we have this explicitly codified in our count of Taryag mitzvos. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah and a mitzvah say Kuf Nun Zayin counts a mitzvah of L'man Tizkor as Yom Tzeis Chameres Mitzrayim or Zachar as Yom Asher Yisasim Mitzrayim, but he counts this as what, Richard?
As a Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Okay, what is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? I don't like that those words, by the way, because if you're trying to model or follow the Lashon of the Pesukim, I don't think Sipur is picked out by the Pesukim as unique to Leil Tesvav. So it's fine if you want to use that as a convention following some Achronim, but I do think it's imprecise.
Well, if the mitzvah to tell over the story,
whatever it is, the mitzvah of Leil Tesvav, some special mitzvah of Leil Tesvav. But again, like the nomenclature, the language that's been adopted is that people call that Sipur versus Zechira. They're probably just following the Rambam saying L'saper B'tzias Mitzrayim. But in the language of the Pesukim, really Sipur doesn't seem to be so central. So I actually think that when people adopt that language, they're already assuming that there's some clear-cut halachic distinction between Leil Tesvav and L'man Tizkor Yom Tzeis Chameres Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. Like, oh, there's a Din Zechira and there's a Din Sipur. But when you look at the Makoros more carefully, there's actually little evidence for that distinction in name. Yeah.
Do you think the Rambam making that distinction?
Sipur versus Zechira? Well, let's take a look at the Rambam. So we have here Mitzah Se Kuf Nun Zayin. Let's take a look at it. Mitzah Kuf Nun Zayin. Who's going to read? Gavi? So notice L'Saper, the Ram does have that language. In the Pesukim you have L'man T'Saper Ba'aznei Bincha Ben Bincha, etc. It's not clear if that's more uniquely associated with Tesvav than all the Zachar Asayom HaZeh L'man Tiskar Asayom Tetzal Meir Sometime. But the Ram uses the language here, Shetzivonu L'Saper V'Tziyas Mitzrayim. According to the clarity, the eloquence of the language of the person telling it. So it sounds here that there's a mitzvah that is special to Leil Tesvav. Right? Kifi tzachos loshon ha-misaper, here, by the way, it's pretty clear that the duty, the mitzvah, is based off your capabilities. It's not a mitzvah to read the Haggadah. It's not a mitzvah to recite a text. It's not a mitzvah to, I don't know, fill in the blanks. The mitzvah is basically relative to your capacity to tell about the story.
Is that referring physical capacity or mental capacity?
Hmm?
Is that referring physical or mental capacity?
It's just like jumping jacks when you tell
Sebrae Tias Mitzray. Is it like referring to somebody who can speak more?
Eloquence, yeah. Kefit Zachas Lashon HaMisaper, he means according to the eloquence of your...
So there's a, I mean, there is a baseline knowledge of the story.
Well, let's see. Here he doesn't say anything. He just says, L'saper Kefit Zachas Lashon HaMisaper. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, V'chol Masha Yosef.
V'chol Masha Yosef V'ma Amar Yavrich Advar Nagdalas Masha Asa Rana Hashem.
This is the Ram's Lashon, as he says in the next line, that this is his version of Chol Amar Be'arez Meshubach. And Chol Amar Be'arez Meshubach doesn't mean like to schlep out the Haggadah, as is the minog in many households. It doesn't mean that it's to say the Haggadah many times, to repeat the Haggadah. It doesn't mean to have many people reciting the same passage over and over again. But it sounds here like laharich bedvarim, in the sense of getting more detailed, more granular, deeper into the story of, number one, the Hagdala of Masha Asalanu Hashem, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisrael. Number two, Masha Asimanu HaMitzriyim Me'avel V'chamas, the corruption and the abuse of the Mitzriyim toward the Jews. Number three, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu avenged the wrongful treatment of the Jewish people. That's Nakam Nikmasenu. And then finally, to give Hodah for the Chasadim that Hashem did to us. So four, it seems like Rambam has four different elements that you should get into the details of that narrative. And that's called Ma'arech HaRezim Meshubach. Rambam then quotes some psukim to buttress this. V'akasav Shabbal HaTzivay HaZeh.
Hu Amri Yisbarach Ve'gadol Bimcha V'yamahu V'chulo.
Okay, so notice that here the Ram cites the pasuk of Vihigadata. That is the essence of the Chiyuv. Uba Pirish, Vihigadata Labincha, Yachal Merish Chodesh.
Tam Lomar, Beyom Ahu, Ibi Yom Ahu, Yachal Mimahod Yom, Tam Lomar, Babur Zed. Babur Zed, Lo Amarti El Vishashi, Shmat Mar, Nacham Lomanacha.
So this is a very important point that the mitzvah of Lesaper, the story of Yitzias Mitzvah, B'lel Tesvav, seems to be connected with Bishal Shiesh Matzah Mar Menachem Lefanacha. Mikey, did you find the... Did you get onto the sheet? Yeah, you were able to do it? Excellent. So it's connected to Bishal Shiesh Matzah Mar Menachem Lefanacha. V'lashon Mechilta. Go ahead.
Mechlal Shenem, the Rashi, the Medrash HaGadol. Mechlal Shenem, Ar Kishacha, Bincha, Yachol, Imi Shalcha, Atam Magidlo, Im Lav, Ein Atam Magidlo.
Al bishayna shalacha, So why is the Rambam cite Zachar Asiyam Azer Sheitzasim in Mitzrayim? What's it doing here?
Beino le'acher.
Good.
And it has to be. It can't just be something that you're contemplating, thinking about yourself. It's talking about others.
Good. So you get from the Rambam here in Sefer HaMitzvos is two things that seem. Just from reading this so far, it seems to me like we have three things that are unique about this mitzvah, or at least three things that shed some light on the character of the mitzvah. What are they, just from what we read in the Rambam?
The time, the amount, and the who.
What?
The time.
What do you mean the time?
Like when you're supposed to do it.
So sure, yeah, Lel Tesva, that the Rambam says right off the bat. What else?
I don't mean like when in the circumstances in which you're supposed to do it, like matzah mar.
Okay, good. So number one, b'shas yesh matzah mar menachem lefanecha. This is an important point. It seems like this mitzvah is connected with the other mitzvos halayla that you have. So it's not just a narrative of l'saper b'tzias Mitzrayim, but it's embedded within the framework of the Seder. Okay, that's point number one. B'shas yesh matzah mar menachem lefanecha. Point number two.
Your son.
Well, but what do you say generally about Ki Yishalcha Bincha,
Vi Gadata Lebincha? It shouldn't have to be prompted by a question. Question or not, you should.
Okay, but more broadly, what does that general halacha speak to? That's at the heart of this this Mechilta that I'm quoting. Yeah, meaning what?
Educate about what happened.
Yeah, what do you mean by educate?
With your children.
Yeah, like it's dialogue with other people, right? So ideally, it's ki yishalcha bincha v'igadata lebincha. That's the way it's kind of framed in the psukim. But even if you don't have a ben, or even if he doesn't ask, there's still a din of bincha lebein achirim, whether or not it's your child. Engage in the conversation, even if they don't initiate it with you. So this seems to suggest that part of the mitzvah halayla is that it's. It's with other people. Okay. What else do we have that we could extract from this Rambam?
Eloquence
meaning. Tzachas Lashono. What was that? Right, which is connected to Tzachas Lashono, which is this idea that you should try to get deeper into the details, into the richness of the story.
Is there any significance to this?
To what?
The mitzvah by itself.
Like the particular text? What do you mean significance? For this mitzvah?
Yeah.
Not in the Rambam. Not in the Psukim. But if you got a Tel Avincha, maybe the text is a way of developing the Yigat Tel Avincha. But it doesn't sound like the Rambam saying the mitzvah is to say this. Right?
So can you not fulfill the mitzvah on your own according to the Rambam? Or?
What?
Could you fulfill the mitzvah on your own according to the Rambam?
You probably can, but it seems like it's non-ideal, right? It's not mitzvah min hamuchar. Okay, so I just want...
Out of person.
Yeah, that's your bein chal bein atzmachar. Well,
that makes it sound like Korban Pesach, right? The full point of Korban Pesach is you have a discourse.
Yeah, b'chnufya, right? There's supposed to be some sort of chabura, b'michzas nefashos... absolutely, it does sound like that's part of the Iker Din. Okay?
So probably the more people out here say it,
maybe there's an optimization point where you hit the sweet spot and then, too many is no good.
Diminishing returns.
Okay. So that's the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos. And again, I just want to point out to you that number one, there's a date here, it's Lel Tesvav. And then number two, you have these special features of the mitzvah. Cholamar b'lasaper kifitzachas l'shono. A, B, v'igadat al bincha ki yishalcha bincha. The idea that this conversation and dialogue b'chnufya, and number three, this idea that it's connected or it's embedded in the mitzvos halayla b'shal sheish matzor mar menachem lefanecha. Okay, so just three things that seem to be part of the Rambam's characterization of this mitzvah of Lel Tesvav. Ezra, are you okay or? You okay? You look like you're not okay. Right. Notice the contrast to the way the Sefer Mitzvot Katan seems to codify the mitzvah kafyud, which is lahazkir yitzias mitzrayim man tizkar yom tizka meres mitzrayim. And he just says, oh, that's why you mentioned yitzias mitzrayim in Kriyat Shema. Alright, so lachura, these are two opposite ways of thinking about this mitzvah of man tizkar yom tizka meres mitzrayim, the duty of remembering the Exodus. Zev, you have a question?
Just point that he's talking about Masumar Menachem Panapa. It's just interesting that he makes that into like his Zman thing, but it's like he says like Klomar Mitzvah Salayla.
Yeah.
Like, meaning just at the beginning of the night, you have to. It's not like meaning we learn that out because that's when the Zman for the other mitzvahs start also. But
right, and then the Daf was said that you can't make Kiddush on Tashecha.
Right, but I don't read the Rambam as saying that it's just a Gilei Milsa about when the time for Sipur is. I read the Rambam as saying that it's the trigger, the Mechayiv for Sipur is B'sha She'esh Matzah Amar Menachem Lefanecha. That's how I read it. So I'm not sure. I see them as more tied. There's a lot of, I wasn't going to get into it today, but the other Rayas to that idea, like when the Rishonim talk about Matzah's Lechem Oni, it's Lechem She'onim olav dvarim harbe. You know, and Rashi says, like you say, omrim olav es ha'agada, which sounds like there is some sort of important connection between the mitzvah halayla of matzah maror, etc., and the kiyam mitzvah of zechira setzias mitzrayim on that night.
So, for the Rambam, we're saying that
I haven't taken a stand on it yet. There's definitely a mitzvah of Zachar Seyma Sheitasim Mitzrayim. Right now, the Rambam's codifying it on Leil Tesvav.
Right. It sounds like it's kind of the ideal or the personal side of Sipur Yisrael Mitzrayim. If you don't have that person around, so it reverts to just a standard Sipur.
On Leil Seder, you're saying?
Yeah.
Maybe. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. Maybe. Yeah, I'm going to say a little more than that, but that's right. Let's read the Rambam's codification in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. Let's see, who wants to read? Ned, you want to read Chametz U'Matzah for us? Zayin Aleph. Yeah, notice again, this. Here's a writing shop, a writing center, Ha'ara. Again, the Belil Chamisha Asar Benisan, the Rambam could have put that Mitzvah Asay Shal Torah L'Saper Belil Chamisha Asar Benisan Benisim Neflo Shanasal Avosin in Mitzrayim. Here the phrase is actually ambiguous, whether he thinks the Mitzvah is Belil Chamisha Asar Benisan, that's like the moment when you're supposed to do the Mitzvah. It does become clear from the further Ret Shenemra, let's see. So you're saying now the Belil, the Minayin, is just a clarification of what he said earlier?
Yeah, the recitation.
As opposed to saying
that we're remembering the events that occurred on.
Right, okay. Minayin Shebelil Chamisha Asar. I guess the point is also, another way of making your point is that the content of the mitzvah, the subject matter, is more than just what happened on the Leil Tesvav. Because you're also talking about Kriyas Yamsuf, you're also talking about stuff that happened the morning of Tesvav, presumably.
I do think that my reading is right, but if you want to say the other possible, maybe the occurrence, you know, the ETF.
Right. You could say that. So Ram says, "There's a mitzvah says Saber benisam v'neflal shenasal avsinim mitzrayim lochem mishasa benisan." He quotes here. Notice he quotes Zachar Sayyim Azer Sheitzasim in Mitzrayim, which is different from the pasuk he quoted in Sefer Mitzvos. In Sefer Mitzvos, what did he quote? V'gad et l'vincha. In Sefer Mitzvos, he only quotes that about Beinu Levein Atzmo.
Okay, but I mean, yeah.
From the language of the Mechilta. Well.
It still has a place, it still has to do with Sefer.
Yeah, I'm just saying he just seems to change the emphasis about what he thinks is the makor of the mitzvah to the extent you think that's important. Right? Here he's citing Zachar Sayyim Azeh Asher Yitzasim Mitzrayim. In Sefer Mitzvah, it sounds like he's citing Vigadat the Levincha. Okay, go on. I just think it's funny because people get very worked up about this Zechira versus Sipur distinction, and here the Rambam is quoting a pasuk that uses the word Zachar, so I wouldn't make too much of a fuss about what word is used to characterize the mitzvah.
Isn't, were you referring to the Zachar versus Man Zizkor?
No, Zachar versus Sipur. People saying this is the Chiyos Yitzias Mitzrayim, call it like, call it...
Well, that's just saying that the words aren't right.
Like, correct, yeah, the word. I wouldn't read anything into the words of Sipur versus Zechira. It's more like, it forgot the concept. Like, there could be a din of Zechira on the El Tesvav, and then a din of Zechira of Klai Mos Hashanah.
Right, usually, I mean, that's usually how it is. It's just, there's something extra on...
Right, that's what we're going to try to figure out. But notice here, the Rambam is very El Tesvav centric. I mean, obviously, he's codifying this in Hilchos Chamis U'Matzah, the opposite of the Snak, who said this is just like a din kol, you know, all year round, that's embedded in Kriyat Shema. Okay, go on. Okay. And that's how Bigadat Labincha gets built in. The Rambam saying that's Bigadat Labincha tells you the when. The when is B'shah Sheish Matzah Mar Menachem Lefanecha. And of course, even if you don't have a kid, you have a chiyuv to have a conversation, to at least talk about the miracle. Okay, good. Okay, so now let's look at the Achronim's question. The Achronim are all upset with the Rambam. Why does he not codify a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim for all year round like the Smak did? Shouldn't he have done that? So we saw this question posed. And you'll remember if you go back to page 2 of our source sheet, the Rambam did say that there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim all year round, right? So let's see, Kriyat Shema Aleph Gimel and the Rambam. Af al pi she'ein mitzvah tzitzis noheges b'layla, kornos b'layla t'nei she'yesh b'zichron Yetzias Mitzrayim, u'mitzvah lahazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim b'yom v'layla. Shenemar l'man tizkor asiyom tzitzis meres Mitzrayim, kol yimei chayecha. So the Rambam says there is a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim all year round. The question is, why did he not codify it? He doesn't codify it as a separate mitzvah in Sefer Mitzvos, nor does he codify it as a separate mitzvah in Mishneh Torah. He mentions that there is an obligation to say Yetzias Mitzrayim, to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. Mitzvah lahazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim v'yom v'layla. No?
Yeah.
So he says there's a mitzvah. But in terms of minyan hamitzvos, he doesn't designate a mitzvah count to it. That's kind of the question. Now again, this touches on a broader question about what you want from a minyan hamitzvos theory. Why is it even important to designate a specific mitzvah to, you know, something? As long as you know the obligation's there, does it really matter if it's codified separately in minyan hamitzvos? But we'll see a lot of the Achronim are troubled by this. So the Rambam does say there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, but he doesn't count it as its own mitzvah. Okay? Who is troubled by this question? So let's see some of the Achronim. What?
Minchas
Chinuch.
Tzlach.
Who's the Tzlach? Very good. Which of the Rishonim was troubled by this question?
The Tashbetz,
our friend the Tashbetz. So let's just look back at the Tashbetz's formulation because he's so superb. Page 7.
Why is he
so superb?
Yeah, philosopher.
He's very thoughtful. Remember, he had that great tshuva about the three different ways of telling time? You're talking about the Gittin one, torsion and Gittin. The Renaissance man, the Tashbetz.
Is it because he's a Rishon that makes him better?
No, it's just because he's a Renaissance man. Renaissance Achronim are definitely better than non-Renaissance Rishonim.
What's a Renaissance?
Somebody that knows a lot about
everything. Yeah, very wide-ranging in talents, you know. Mikey, you want to read the Tashbetz for us?
Yeah, I can do that.
You could do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do that.
Is it highlighted?
It's not capable of being highlighted.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, I see. Roy Libanilisa, I'm assuming that's the mitzvah on Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Nope.
Sorry, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Nope.
No?
No, you're talking about something else, but skip to the end, skip to that period. Vani matzasi mitzvahs.
Vani mitzvahs zafur aferes. Nearly shiroi latinis of aminina mitzvahs. The zafur is yom ha-shabbos asher
yom ha-shabbos. Whoa, 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 what's it? Zafur is yom ha-shabbos.
Sorry, it's yom ha-asher yitzhasim mitzvahs. So there's another pasuk that says, that's talking about Sechiris Yitzhasim mitzvahs.
And he's saying, this should be counted as a mitzvah. Zafur is yom ha-asher yitzhasim mitzvahs should be counted as a mitzvah.
Yeah.
And we know that it creates normative dinim from where? The Gemara in Brachos Yedbeis, Valzad Darshu.
Yeah, the mission of Karkamim in Brachos. The Lanchus verse, Yom Tish Kamer, Yitzram, Koy Mechayecha, Mechayecha, Olam
Azad. Okay, et cetera, et cetera, right? So we know the Gemara means that there's a duty to mention it's Yitzhas Mitzrayim, and he points out, Emes V'yatsev Deo Raisa, Mishim Yitzhas Mitzrayim, Vimkain.
Vimkain, Royal Musa, Mitzvah.
It should have been counted as a mitzvah.
Yeah, the Harambam, oh, I just lost it. There we go. The Harambam, mitzvah zu, in mitzvah speak God for the bincha. He included mitzvah with the God for the bincha.
Did he? Did he?
Wait, I don't understand it.
Well?
Wait, he's understanding it.
Yes, so unbelievable chiddush here. The Tashbit says, "But Rambam kala mitzvah zu mitzvah svigadat lebincha." What's the claim, Mikey?
That the reason there's no mitzvah counted for zechiras yitzhas mitzrayim is because it's part of the mitzvah svigadat.
Yeah, isn't that beautiful? He's saying the Rambam really believes that this mitzvah is part of the mitzvah of kufnan zayin. Kufnan zayin meaning the mitzvah, meaning what's called. Correct. Correct. It's the night. The mitzvah is the night of the 15th. But he's saying part of that mitzvah is leman tisker asim tiskumeres mitzayim klay mechayecha. But Rambam kala mitzvah zu im mitzvah zigadat lebincha. Let's look at his objection. Ve'ino nira. He thinks this seems wrong. Mikey,
yeah, I was just there. Yeah, ve'ino nira shalosim mitzvah miyuchad v'sulosa laila.
Naveinu nira, comma. Sheosa mitzvah.
Sheosa mitzvah miyuchadas veosa laila.
What does that mean?
That bigat shel mincha is special mitzvah for Pesach. V'lo parta parshas vayomer. V'lo brachas emes ve'emunah.
That's kind of a weird objection. What's the Tashbeitz's objection?
It has nothing to do with all the other form, like other modes of spirit.
Yeah, well, I guess his point is to say that Leil Tetzvav is Zon Mitzvah, but Haraya, you wouldn't fulfill the Mitzvah of Leil Tetzvav by just saying Kriya Shema and saying MS Ve'emuna. I don't think that's such a good proof, because who cares that Leil Tetzvav requires more.
Wait, could you put up some of the flashbacks?
Probably.
It's possible to
do that. Oh, I deleted it?
Part of it.
Whoops. Now it's back. What?
Alright, now they're
both there. Right. Ve'enonir she'osa mitzvah miyuchedes la'oso layla v'lo patrasa parshas. So he's saying, look, they've got to be different because you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Leil Tetzvah by saying Shema and Ve'emuna. Okay, but what about the other way? Maybe do you need to say parshas Vayomer and MS Ve'emuna on Leil Tetzvav? Let's say you daven Maariv before Tzeis, and you hold against Rabbi Natan that you need to say Kriya Shema after Tzeis. So, and you have your whole Seder. Do you have to repeat Kriya Shema? So the Tashbish is pointing in one direction, that Kriya Shema and Emes Emunah is not sufficient to satisfy the obligation of Vigadat Lebincha. But how do you know it doesn't mean the other way, that Vigadat Lebincha, maybe that is sufficient to... Well,
the whole year be God of the is on one specific night.
Yeah, but at least on that night.
As the covering of that sorry, but that's well, so strange. Why do you include the mitzvah to remember the whole year within, oh, you do Sipur on this one night?
Why? Because that's that. Night. That's the most important, like, biggest night of the
year.
It's
the
month.
It's the playoffs.
The problem was that actually forget 364.
Anyway, it's all based on that initial importance of the one night. Anyway.
1 second, let's see. One second. Kemoshanu Kor Monim Kriyas Tatar Mitzvah Kriyas Tatar. Fine. So the important thing here is that he thinks it's Roy Limnos Mitzvahs Zechira Mitzvah, Mitzvahs Haggadah Mitzvah. He thinks you really should count them as two separate mitzvahs. But his theory for the Rambam is that the Rambam includes Zechira of Mantos Kusim Tezkal Meir Asayim Kol Yimei Chayecha within Mitzvahs Kufnu and Zayin, which is the Mitzvah Vigadol Lebincha of Pesach. It's an extraordinary suggestion.
That's not, I don't think that's what he's saying. I think he's, I mean, we don't have what he's talking about before. Presumably he's talking about the mitzvahs that come about from the Lashon of Zachor. And he's like, oh, we found another Zachor that should also be counted. And Zachor as Hayom HaShar, something that's fine. That pasuk he's associating with Zechariah Tzitzis Yitzchayim, which is unlike the Rambam. That's like, and the Rambam talks about that, that's how Rashi and Krishna, that's why the Chiltas use that pasuk as Zechariah. The Ram himself doesn't use it. Then the only time he uses it, the way he uses the Mantispor is just like, it's not like that's what the Ram, that's not.
Oh, my question is, isn't the Rambam clearly, sorry, isn't the Tashbase saying that the Rambam treats the Mantispor, Asyom Tseis Chomeres Mitzvahim Kol Yimei Chayecha, as a subsidiary of the mitzvah of Sipor Bilel Tesva? Is he not saying that? He says, "Vaharambam kalal mitzvah zu."
Yeah, but I think he's talking about his point of zafar. What do you do with that? That's not.
Where are
the
you?
Rambam hasn't. I mean, in the beginning, the Rambam hasn't. Never associates that with Zechariah Tzitzis Mitzrayim.
Which
zafar siyum asher tzasim Mitzrayim.
He does or does not?
Does not. But Tashmi seems to associate that with.
It's a chiddush. Well, the Tashmi is definitely saying. The pasuk of Zachar,
I say Yom HaShem. In Mitzvah Sasei Kufna, whatever, design, whatever, that's Sipur Yitzchayim.
I know, but he's clearly learning. Maybe it's a slip of the pen that he cites that pasuk. But the Tashbeis still says, Va'al zeh darshu b'mishnah, l'man tizkar siyom tizkar siyom tizkar siyom tizkar siyom tizkar siyom tizkar. Meaning, that there's a duty of Zachar, Sayyom HaZeh, Shri Tzatzim Yitzchayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha. Now, you're right. Should he have cited l'man tizkar, which the Mishnah and Brachos cites? Maybe. But substantively, his point is that there's a duty of Zechira 365 days a year. And then he's saying, why doesn't the Rambam codify it? And his answer is what, Ezra?
Because it's included in Vigadol.
Exactly. That the Rambam was kol al mitzvah zu, mitzvah Vigadol Lebincha. So that's an extraordinary suggestion. Right? I want to get back to that. Okay? So that's one theory. One theory is that the mitzvah of Zechira is codified as a piece of the mitzvah of Vigadol Lebincha Sipor Bilel Tesvav.
But then the mitzvah still extends throughout the year.
What?
But you have that obligation every day.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you have the obligation. The Rambam is clear in Hilchos Kriyashma. You have the obligation every day. Why isn't there a mitzvah then codified in one of the as part of the Minyan Mitzvah? And the answer is, oh, it's for Minyan Mitzvah's purposes, it's subsumed under the Pesach one. It's a pretty interesting suggestion, right? Okay. Now, at the other extreme, we have the Rav's Mahalich. The Rav's Mahalich. I gave you it here in the Rishimo Shirim. So let's see. Bir Shita Asaramba Mitzah Zechira Siyas. Sometimes also a Yartzeit. Should anybody look at the Yartzeit, Rasha?
Yeah.
Well,
it's
very long, but
he knocks it out in the first page, which wants to say.
Right, right. He gets
well,
the
not,
main point
not,
out.
Not, like, there are two options.
So he's worried, why doesn't the Rambam count this mitzvah, remembering it's yes, one time every day, as a mitzvah? We're going to skip his first theory. We'll come back to it in a second, though. So let's read from here. The Lefiz, and he claims he's quoting this from Reb Chaim. So Lufi Zeh Yesh Li Yashay. What's the funny?
It just sounded like you were saying you didn't believe it.
And I'm a little skeptical.
The Lufi Zeh Mishav Avol Mana Avraham Mitzvah Yisiyas Mitzvahim Edmiyan HaMitzvos Avraham Kassav Seder Mitzvos Shashkum on the Mitzvah Shadil Matal.
You see, are you reading where I'm highlighting?
No, but what I just read is.
So first read your mind. Lufi Zeh Yesh Li Yashay.
Okay, Lufi Zeh Yesh Li Yashay. Vama Lo Mana Avraham Mitzvah Yisiyas Mitzvahim Edmiyan HaMitzvos.
Okay, so the Rav wants to claim, based off this Reb Chaim, that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is nichlal the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema nichelek menas. It's the opposite move of the Tashbetz. Right, the Tashbetz is trying to subsume this for the Rambam in a once a year v'igadat l'bincha of the Seder. So when you get there, the advantage of the Tashbetz is that you get the thematic connection between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Yetzias Mitzrayim. The disadvantage of the Tashbetz is that now you're trying to compress a 365 days a year obligation into a 1 day a year obligation. Right? The Reb Chaim move, as the Rav reports it, is the opposite. He's saying it's a 365-day a year obligation that's subsumed in a 365-day a year obligation, Kriyat Shema. But the disadvantage is that you don't have what's the thematic connection between L'man Tizkor Yom Tzeisom Eretz Yisrael Mei Chayecha and Kriyat Shema. Right?
354.
Well, why? Because of the lunar calendar?
Yeah.
What about the leap years?
So I'm going to leave you.
All right. 365 days of the solar year. Okay, so then so the Rav wants to claim that mitzvah Kriyat Shema, L'man Tizkor Yom Tzeisom Eretz Yisrael is part of mitzvah Kriyat Shema. He says the Rambam counts mitzvah Kriyat Shema. Mitzvah Kriyat Shema Rimanos Rambam. And he tries to again support this from the Rambam's language in Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis and Gimel of Hilchos Kriyat Shema, that the Rambam there cites Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as the reason for saying Bayomer Balaila, because it has Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Rambam wants to say that you see it's Chilek and mitzvah Kriyat Shema. Then he brings these additional supports. The Rambam says all three parshios of Shema, Bahaya, Bahafta, Bahaya, and Bayomer are chelak of Kriyat Shema. The Rav wants to say they're part of Kriyat Shema Midaraisa, and the reason why all three are part of Kriyat Shema Midaraisa is because Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of Kriyat Shema Midaraisa. Okay, that's the Rav's move. Good. Everybody understand at least thematically. Benji?
Bless
you. Do you like it? Do you like the Rav's move?
Yeah.
Okay. Josh, do you like it?
What if I was not D'oraisa?
Well, it's fine. The Rambam holds it. Seems to say it is D'oraisa, so that's all good, right? The Rambam seems to say that Kriyas Gimel Parshios Elu is the Kriyas Shema, so that seems to suggest that Vayomer is a piece of it. Leif?
It's a little strange. Like, it seems that Vayomer is just the vehicle to fulfill Zeicher Yetzias Mitzrayim, as opposed to Zeicher Yetzias Mitzrayim being subsumed under Kriyas Shema. Like, if at some point in my day... Like, I don't say Kriyat Shema at all, but at some point in my day, I stop and I think about the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim story, think about how grateful I am that
right.
Hashem took us out, the Yom Hazak and Israel and the Tuya, right? Presumably, I feel Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim even without saying Kriyat
right,
Shema.
Right, exactly. So let me develop that point to Leif. So I'll say two things in response to Leif. Number one, what Leif might be saying is, look, you don't really need Kriyat Shema to fulfill Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. But that's fine, because we could just say that... what's going on, Hal? All right. You can come back later if you want. Or you can sit in for Shir if you want.
I'm fine.
That's great. Or you could say that... Kriyat Shema itself is just the equivalent of some sort of like the holding company metaphor, where it has a little bit of stock in Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, it has a little bit of stock in Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos, and it has a little bit of stock in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So leave, yeah, it could be separate from Kriyat Shema, but the Kriyat Shema itself is just a holding company that connects you daily, twice daily, to these other mitzvahs.
Why would the mitzvah then be subsumed? We don't say that Kabbalah Shlomach Luchermayim is subsumed in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Right? It's a separate mitzvah.
Oh. So that's a more important point, even. Remember how Kabbalah Shlomach Luchermayim works for the Rambam in Kriya Shema? Did the Rambam count it as a separate mitzvah?
I mean, it's
did
like,
he?
So you sow.
Yes. No.
He did. What was the mitzvah?
Yichud.
Right. The Rambam count mitzvah beis was mitzvah beis Yichud Hashem. Yichud Hashem, the Rambam says, that's what they call b'chol makom malchus. And then we saw Rabbi Chaim Fishel Perlout was upset at Rambam. Remember from the beginning of the year? Why was he upset? Yeah, meaning he should have sufficed with having Kriya Shema as the mitzvah of Kabbalah Shlomach Luchermayim. It's extra to count mitzvah beis as Yichud Hashem, and then a separate mitzvah of Kriya Shema, which is about Avaso Yichudo B'Talmudo. Right? And our response at the time was that, oh, they really are two separate mitzvahs. One is like the belief in Yichud Hashem, the knowledge of Yichud Hashem, and then there's something different, which is reflecting on Yichud Hashem twice a day. Right? Those are different mitzvahs. So same, you could say the same thing over here, that the Rambam still should have counted Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as a separate mitzvah. The fact that we fulfill it through the performance of Kriya Shema is just how we go ahead and try to perform it. To say that Kriya Shema is essentially connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim, or Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is essentially connected to Kriya Shema, sounds like a little bit of a stretch, which leave is what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I think the Rav is somewhat aware of that. So what move does he make to try to deal with that type of objection?
He tries to directly connect a couple of Shemayim to Yetzias.
Oh, exactly. I think that's why he's focused on the next move in his analysis, which is to say that you need Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim for proper Kabbalah Shlomach Luchermayim. The claim being that it's not, as we said, until now, that Kriya Shema has several different themes in it. It has Kabbalah Shlomach Luchermayim, Kabbalah Shel Mitzvos, and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. No! The Mitzrayim piece is actually there for the Kabbalah Shlomach Luchermayim piece. That's the further move that the Rav makes. Meaning, you could have said that Mitzrayim, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, is part of Kriya Shema because part of Kriya Shema is to connect you with these major themes twice a day. But the Rav goes further. He wants to say that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is actually connected internally to the Kabbalah Shlomach Luchermayim element of Kriya Shema. Good? Now, I do want to say that it's a little awkward for the Rav, because to the extent that the Rambam talks about Kabbalah Shlomach Luchermayim and Kriya Shema, how does he talk about it, Mikey?
I mean, Kabbalah Shlomach Luchermayim is a component of Kriya Shema.
Yes, but what is the Kabbalah Shlomach Luchermayim for the Rambam?
Trinity, Yichud Hashem.
Yichud Hashem.
The Trinity.
No, not the Trinity. We don't know the Trinity. Yichud Avaso B'Talmuda, but it's Yichud Hashem. So here is, I think, the further challenge for the Rav. Is Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim a enhancement of the understanding of Yichud Hashem?
No.
Or is it just an enhancement of Kabbalah Shlomach Luchermayim if you were to take the other Rishonim's view of what Kabbalah Shlomach Luchermayim is? Well,
he's firming up Rav.
Well?
He's firming up Rav.
Okay, but it's a little awkward. I don't think the Rav needs the Rav to make him firmer. Right? My point is, if the Rav's trying to give this as a theory for the Rambam's codification of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, you should be faithful to the Rambam's conception of Yichud Hashem and Yichud Hashem's role in Kabbalah Shlomach Luchermayim. So let's read the passage here. Okay. Okay. Let's say so. Votir Tzagrach. Let's start reading from the top of 10. I think this is where I wanted to. Who wants to read it? Go for it, Ezra.
Votir Tzagrach says, the Liuda Rama Mitzvah Sikhir 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 Sikhir
The mitzvah kavos malchus shemayim de kriyas shema. Now, I already pointed out this is a little awkward for the Rambam, probably, because it's hard to see how zechir siyas mitzrayim is din yichud Hashem, even if it may be a din in kavos malchus shemayim as understood by the other Rishonim. But it's a little more awkward for the separate reason that Chazal seem to associate Parshas Vayomer with a theme that's different from Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim. I mean, you get the sense that Shema V'yahavta Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim. V'haya, that is Kabbalah Samachu Mitzvos. And Vayomer, and the Rambam is pretty clear about this in the first paragraph of Kriya Shema, Vayomer is Zechira Samitzvos, and maybe also Zechira Sitzias Mitzrayim. So now the Rav is making a bit of a chillant out of something that Chazal take pains to distinguish from each other. Right? So I think it's a little awkward now to say that Zechir Sitzias Mitzrayim is itself really a din in Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim. But he's clearly saying that here. But then look how he explicates it. Dimi mitzvahs. Yeah, so where do you get that from? Right?
And that's just such a big statement to say without,
without a proof.
Yeah.
Right, how do you know that? Especially if you think that Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim is Yichud Hashem. Right. Remember, Yichud Hashem is all about this kind of special, unique, ontological existence, based on what we saw earlier in the year for the Rambam. Right, but how does the Asher Otesias Chameres Mitzrayim reflect on the Yichudo? Yichudo is supposed to be the special features of existence, necessary existence.
Special features of God as he relates to us.
Yichud Hashem?
I'm saying maybe he's trying to
be... That's a chiddush. Usually it's about just, it's just metaphysical uniqueness, right? That he has no parts, he's not corporeal. Josh?
I mean, there were times in the Rama where we weren't sure if Yichud Hashem might have just meant that there's only one God. So if you take that part of Yichud Hashem, then that totally makes sense.
But that's good. It's according to the Rama.
No, even within the Rama, at the very least, there were places where it's ambiguous. I thought we kind of said that sometimes...
Did it sound like... I thought for the Rama it was clear that it's not just...
not just, but... Also
that?
Yeah,
really? I remember. My sense was no. My sense for the Rambam is that it wasn't just his aloneness.
I agree, it wasn't just his aloneness.
Right, you think that was a feature of Yichud Hashem for the Rambam?
There were places where it's ambiguous and they argue about it, like they're going to answer and didn't really come to a conclusion.
I don't know, I'll have to look back. I'll have to reopen those disagreements. Hillel! You dozed off. We throw people out of shiur, it does off.
Deep in this idea.
Okay. If you're going to visit, then you have to pay attention. And you have
I'm just
to,
trying to escape whatever's going on out there.
What are they doing out there? Okay. Now let's look at some other formulations here. Again, he says, "Vizehu nami yisod." Do you want to read this, Ezra?
Yeah, vizehu nami yisod. And so the first is the time the Kabbalah of Moshe Rabbeinu is first. The time of the Kabbalah of Chaim Echad.
Yeah. He reiterates this a few times here in this piece, and then he goes on to say that maybe you should require the din of zechiras sitias mitzrayim and the zmanim of kriyashma to try to show that they're connected in this tight way. Let's see what else he's going to say here. Look what he writes down here at the end. Ulfi devarenu yesh lomar. Yes, now he goes pretty much. The ikar kiyam of zechiras sitzias mitzrayim is to kind of move forward this type of kabbalah samachu shemayim.
Okay. That's easier to say than the other thing.
What?
I mean, then the other way around. Before we should, it seemed like it was formed the other way around, where Omach Shemayim is all you did is Kirsten, so it's just Mitzrayim.
think that is what he's saying, no?
Here it seems like it's...
Kivan de Ikara Kiyam de Zahiras Tzias Mitzrayim have a Chalos Kabbalah Tzol Machu Shemayim.
There it seems like he was more stressing the Kiyam of Tzol Machu Shemayim.
He's saying that, no? Isn't he saying the whole purpose of Zahiras Tzias Mitzrayim is to have a proper Kabbalah Tzol Machu Shemayim through Zahira? That's how I read that. Right?
I read that.
Let's see. And then again, he wants Mishum de Kriyashma, Vizachira, Sitzias Mitzrayim, Harehin, Kiyam, Mitzvah, Achas. So I'll just say that I find this analysis very unpersuasive.
There is some good proofs. I mean, the Rambam himself puts it in Hilchos Kriyashma.
So I agree that we use Kriyashma as a way of doing Zachira, Sitzias Mitzrayim. But to then infer from there that, number one, the codification of the mitzvah is part of the codification of Kriya Shema. The codification of Zechir Seis Mitzrayim is embedded in the codification of Shema. I think that's not really substantiated. And number two, I don't like the Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayimification of Zechir Seis Mitzrayim. To me, that just sounds like it's a mixture of... Right, but I see them. I think it's problematic for the Rambam because I think the whole one of the things that we saw clearly in the beginning of the year is that Yichud Hashem is really a different way of conceptualizing Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim from the Rambam's conceptualization of it. That's I feel very strongly about that, and I feel very strongly about this idea that the Rav here is making a cholent out of the separate ingredients that the ingredients that Chazal saw as distinct, right? The Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, piece of Shema. Fair?
Yeah.
I still
don't understand. Even if it was part of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, why would that not make it a separate mitzvah? You could actually as part of the Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim.
Right. That too. Right. Even if you want to say everything the Rub's saying, it doesn't explain.
Why it's not separate.
I agree with that. I very much agree. Because you could say everything the Rub's saying and still count it as a separate. Just like Yichud Hashem is a separate mitzvah from Kriyat Shema.
If anything,
the Rav should have said that it's nichlal in the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, not in the mitzvah of...
He should have said
it's nichlal in the mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, not in the mitzvah of Shema.
He's saying there's Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, and then there's Kriyat Shema, which is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim.
Yeah. What?
You just took the holding company for the concept.
The Rav?
The
right, I agree. Right, I agree with that. I'm very sympathetic to the holding company's suggestion. Kriyat Shema is a holding company for a little bit of mitzvah Atzei Beis and a little bit of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the whole point is that the Rambam thinks because it's a holding company, it doesn't preclude him from counting the companies that are held as being separate mitzvahs. Right, so you could invest directly in Google. Or you could invest in an ETF. But you could invest in both also. Right? An ETF that holds Google stock. Or a mutual fund that holds Google stock. Yeah, Josh.
Yeah, I agree with that maybe as far as it goes with codification of like the mitzvot. But I mean, to push back a little, you're saying that Chazal said that the different parts of Shema are just different themes and they're separate. But
right.
We also saw that they're not really separate, right? Like you can connect the Talmud Torah aspect of the Haya with the Kabbalah with the Shema and Shema, but we saw even though there are different themes, we saw that maybe you can try to integrate them.
Yeah, you could integrate them, but again, it just seems to me that Chazal took pains to distinguish between the significance of each of these parshios, as opposed to saying that these are just different ways of fleshing out Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Like the idea that Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos is just...
I don't know if we said Talmud Torah is like a way of getting...
But Talmud Torah is not... the Rambam's trinity of Yichudo, Avasa, V'Talmudo are three different elements of what you might call Kabbalah Sama Afu Shemayim. As opposed to the Chazal's distinction between Kabbalah Sama Afu Shemayim as distinct from Kabbalah Sama Mitzvos and Zechiras Kol HaMitzvos and Zechiras Siyas Mitzvayim HaBayomer. I mean, it's true, I think the three things that went together were the trinity of the first Parsha, Avasa V'Yichuda V'Talmuda. But we didn't see any kind of blurring of the boundaries between what Chazal took to be the distinctions between the Parshas. Okay. Okay, now I want to spend a minute, so with that background, just going a little deeper into the distinctions that the Achronim have between the mitzvah of Zichas Yitzias Mitzrayim all year round and the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim on Lil HaSeder. So look for a second back at the Chayi Adam that I have here on page 9. So the Chayi Adam Klal Kuf Lamed. Let's, Gabi, you want to read?
Sure.
Kol Achad Mi'Yisrael Mechuyev Min HaTorah.
Kol Achad Mi'Yisrael Mechuyev Min HaTorah L'Sapri Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Lil Rishon V'Derais V'Lil Beis V'Lil Sheni V'Derabah V'Hi Mitzvah Nosefes Al Kol Shar Le'os Shahari be kol laila chay v'azkir yitzias mitzrayim. Aval malayla zeh, chay v'saper hamayse, v'kmosh shenisader v'hagam. V'lachayn, amar v'malil, kol shalom amar, gimel dvarim, elu rata lomar hatam, shal gimel dvarim elu, shehen pesach matu mara lo yotza.
What he's trying to say is that there's chay v'sibar yitzias mitzrayim, and that's a distinct mitzvah from the mitzvah of mentioning it's Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kol Halelos. Correct?
Yeah.
As so two separate mitzvah nosafes.
Is this talking about what I was asking about earlier? Is that giving halachic credence to that?
I think he's just trying to say that there's something more. There's a richer chiyuv sipur. Just like the whole Haggadah is written to kind of capture, and that's like his example of Kol Magibot Amel Pesach, Layotzei Dechavos, that's unique to Leil HaSeder. Okay. That's good. So now look at the Rav quoting Reb Chaim. This appears, I think, in some version in the stencils also. So this is on page 11. So let's read. Go ahead. Yeshnan shtei mitzvos b'inyan yitzias mitzrayim. Yeah.
Yeshnan shtei mitzvos.
Let's not somebody else read.
Yeshnan shtei mitzvos b'inyan yitzias mitzrayim. Mitzvos seir yitzias mitzrayim. Ano heges b'chol yom. Mitzvos sipor yitzias mitzrayim. Ano heges b'alel tam. Yisha also b'nis on the levad. Kimitzvot b'pnei at.
So this, the Rav here wants to say that there are two separate mitzvos, right? And this is probably Lishitaso, that Kuf Nun Zayin is a separate mitzvah from the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Right? Okay.
Ukvar Dano HaAchronim B'Sh'Ela Arvat Mitosaf Mitzvah Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim Shebelel Hamisha Azar She'en Enoe B'Chayim.
So I think the point here is like, what's different about the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim of Leil HaSeder from the mitzvah of Zechir B'chol Yom? Yeah, now it's actually a very interesting question. Very interesting question about, is there a mitzvah of Zechir Yitzias Mitzrayim on the Leil HaSeder?
Do you mean like after Leil HaSeder?
Yeah, I gave the example before. If you didn't say Kriyat Shema, let's say you didn't say Vayomer. It's kind of a silly question.
You said MS Emunah, you're fine.
Let's say you didn't say MS Emunah.
Well, the Gemara said you gotta go back.
But on Leil HaSeder, maybe. Right, maybe not Leil HaSeder.
Even if you don't think that it's subsumed under the mitzvah of Leil HaSeder, you would still probably say that Leil HaSeder.
It fulfilled it, right? Right. It's v'chal masayim mana.
I don't know, not the way that the chachamim were attacking.
Okay, maybe.
And we're talking, then you fulfill your chiyuv through either
Maybe. So he quotes Reb Chaim. He quotes Reb Chaim, and I think these appear in the stencil. A lot of the stencil has a little differently. That's fine.
Where is this from?
This is from the Reb Chaim, the Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim, like the stencils. Three differences between Zechira and Sipur. Let's go through them quickly. What are they? According to him.
Aleph, mitzvah zechira exists in Mitzrayim. He rock lomar b'tzara she'etzahim in Mitzrayim. Ve'elu mitzvah sipor yitzias Mitzrayim. He was sapir ve'arucha as kol ma she'iro la'oseinu Mitzrayim.
So one is to talk about the details of the narrative, of the story, the events that occurred. That's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil HaSeder. But all year round, it's enough just to mention the fact of Yetzias Mitzrayim. You don't have to go into the details. That itself is not so pashut.
Yeah,
Emes Emuna goes into kind of details of the events. But I guess we could say that the din of Leil HaSeder is to be more expansive, more detailed, richer in its description of the events than Kol Yimos HaShana. So that's distinction number one. And we saw that implied in the Rambam in Kufnun Zayin, right? The Rambam there said, Chol HaMavar is a Meshubach, to focus on the Nekama, to focus on the Chesed of Hashem to Klal Yisrael, to focus on the evil that the Mitzrayim did to us. Right? Okay, so go on. What's the second distinction? Okay. So this also is something we saw implied in the Rambam Mitzvah Kufnun Zayin, which is that the mitzvah of Leil HaSeder requires some sort of
telling over,
but more importantly, dialogue, conversation. Right, it's in principle not supposed to be beinu levein atzmo. It's l'saper levno u'lachirim. You got it to lebincha kishacha bincha machar.
It didn't sound like something wrong, but it was like a ma'akev, like bigger aspect of the mitzvah. Like it sounds just like it's the idea.
Well, I think it was implied in the characterization, right? It was implied in the characterization of the mitzvah that mikra din. It's supposed to be dialogical, conversational. The psukim themselves focus on the gadita.
So you could probably yotze ben olenatzmo, like he says, but I'm saying here it sounded more like a key distinction.
I think in the Ram also it sounds like a key distinction. The psukim also it sounds like a key distinction. You're just asking if you fail to be mekayim this, what type of ikuv does it trigger for you? Right? Okay, so that's a second distinction. What's the third distinction? It's kind of a weird thing to say. It's a strange thing that that's like a substantive difference, whether it's supposed to be part of Kriya Shema or not. In the Reb Chaim stencil, this is absent. The Reb Chaim stencil, he says the difference is that for Leil HaSeder, you have a duty, it has to be Maskil Bignosim Messiah B'Shvach. So there has to be like a certain form to the way that the story is told. Whereas for the mitzvah all year round, there's no din of Maskil Bignosim Messiah B'Shvach. You know, the Rav then goes on to other distinctions here. He talks about maybe this idea of lahodos u'lahalel is unique to Leil HaSeder. You don't have lahodos u'lahalel as part of the mitzvah all year round, right? And I would just give an easier distinction, which is the idea that it has to be embedded with the mitzvah halayla, like we saw in the Rambam. B'shah sheish matzo mar menachem lefanecha, lachem sho'onam alav dvarim harbeh. It seems to me that the mitzvah is to have it intertwined with the kiyum mitzvos halayla, which you don't have the rest of the year. So to Zev's point, it seems to me that maybe you're not actually mekayim the proper mitzvah, the gadto lebincha, if you don't have matzah mar menachem lefanecha. It's part of the kiyum mitzvah of Leil HaSeder. For even just the l'man tizkor for even just the Zachar Asa Yom Asher Tzaskam Asher Tzaskam Mi Mitzrayim Bigazol Bincha, etc.
Is that, do you say that in Rama? Or, like, it seems like...
I think so. We have to get deeper into Kol Shlomer Gimel Dormi L'Pesach Liyotzei Dechavaso. Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah.
It's kind of out there, but... Got it. Would you say that, is Mahake to the point that if you say Kriya Shema at the Seder table, it would morph itself into Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to the point that you have to say Kriya Shema again?
Well, this gets to the question earlier about Josh's point that, does the Zechira on Leila Seder need to be performed in a manner that's distinct from the Sipur?
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, my view is no. But I'll explain why in 1 second. Okay. So the idea here is that there is this substantive difference between the mitzvah of Leil Seder and the mitzvah of all year round. I'll just give you here in 12, I didn't copy from the Abarbanel, but if you look at the Abarbanel's Haggadah, Zevach Pesach, he says, one of the differences also is shelo levad nischayev likros parshas tzitzis bekriya shema shelo so alayla kashar leilos kim shenazgir bo pesach matzah mar v'tameyam. That's a nice connection to the mitzvah alayla. Part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to show how it connects to the obligations of Leila Seder and the tameyam mitzvahs that come along with those obligations. So this kind of deeper analysis of the commands that come from Yetzias Mitzrayim is a piece of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Leil Seder, even though it isn't for all year round. Okay? Okay? So I want us to now consider what we think this relationship is between the mitzvah of Zechira all year round and the mitzvah of Sipur and Leil Seder. Like, what can we say about it? Josh.
I mean, you can say that not like tempura loved and like Shema, like kind of like that. I mean, the Sipur that you do once a year is like what allows you to do the Sipur for the rest of the year, right?
So flush out that idea for us.
Like, meaning you can't just mention Yitzhak Mitzrayim and have that mean anything unless you actually know the content and the details of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, which the Lord Sipur provides for you.
Yeah, I like that a lot. So I want to develop that idea here. So let me just draw your attention for 1 second.
Like maybe if you were mahayin in it on another night, then maybe, that would work too. But.
So look here on page 4 of the source sheet. So first with the psukim in re'eh. Joshua and Bera psukim. Oh, you don't have it. Who wants to be our psukim man?
I'd be our psukim man.
Well, Mike, you happy to be the psukim man?
I could be it,
yeah. So let's read psukim in Perek Tazayin of Barim.
Yep. Shalor is called Shavdiv, Vasisha Pesach, Lashem Loketa, Kibachodesh Shavdiv, Vatsiyasa, Hashem Loketa, Mitzrayim, Laila. Should I translate also?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Vasisha Pesach, Lashem Loketa, Sinu Vakar,
So what's this all about? One word.
Pesach.
Pesach. Vasisa Pesach. That's when Otziach Hashem Lekach Mitzrayim Laila, correct? Vizavach the Pesach. Pasuk Gimel, Lo Sochal. So what's that talking about?
Pesach.
Good, Nachshoni, good. Pesach. So I'm a Pesach. That's when you have the Yisr Chametz, right?
It says
the Matzos
here also.
We didn't read it yet. 1 second. So, Yam Tochal Matzos Lechamoni. So this is the Yisr Chametz and the Chiyav Matzah. Why? Kibachipazon. Oh. So here we have the pasuk leman tizkor yom tizkor meres mitzrayim kol mechayecha. What's that pasuk the makar of?
Mitzvah every day.
mitzvah every day. That's the Mishnah in the first parak of Brachos. That's the chiyuv every day. So in what context does that pasuk appear?
Pesach.
But it's not just that it appears in the context of Pesach. It's not a diuk from context.
It's the reason.
It's the reason. How do we know it's the reason?
Laman.
So the Torah here explicitly tells you that you have these chiyuvim of Pesach, the Karban Pesach, lo sochal alav chametz, the Eser chametz, the chiyuv matzos. Why? It's very medieval in the Pesukim that it's the activities of Leil Tesvav and the 7 days of Pesach that serve as the basis for Kol Yimei Chayecha. Okay, and then it goes back, of course, to Pesach, Dalet, Lo Yera Lechasar V'chol G'vulecha Shevas Yomim. These are all Pesach halachos, right? Sheishes Yomim Tochal of Matzos, V'yom HaShvi Atzeres, L'Hashem L'kechot Sa'asam L'acha. So it's a din in Pesach that it's going to generate L'man Tizkos Yom Tizkos Meres Nisayim Klein Mecha Yacha. Nice diak?
Not even a diak.
It's there in the Pesukim. Richard?
Possible to read the pasuk just because of the asnacha there, like that you should, you know, not even come into Chole because you were freed from Mitzrayim, and the reason you were freed from Mitzrayim is Laman Tisgore. It's not the Pesach stuff that brings Laman Tisgore. It's the Yitzis Mitzrayim itself, and they're just two separate minyanim.
It's not
that Laman Tizkor is directly connected to Pesach. It's that Hashem is saying, keep Pesach, because I freed you from Egypt.
You missed the most important part of the shir.
Keep Pesach, because I freed you from Egypt, the reason I freed you from Egypt is so you remember it all this year.
But I like Nachshoni's objection. That it's the reason why you left Mitzrayim b'chipazon is just l'man tizkor as yom tizkor meres Mitzrayim
koy
mechayecha.
Yeah, why not?
I don't even know if I was framing it as an objection.
What's your reading?
I was just trying to understand what you were saying.
But yeah, that seems. What's your reading?
How does not eating the chametz for 7 days?
The reason if you need it is so you remember.
It's very basically.
Right, as we say, it's very basically like the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to give you the mitzvos halayla. I think from context, the mitzvos of Pesach. We're taking out of Mitzrayim so you can remember Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Right.
But I don't read that. I read here saying, look, there's a vizavach the Pesach, there's lo sochal of chametz, there's shivas yam tochal of matzos lachemoni. All this is Laman Tizkor Yom Tizkor Meres Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha.
How does doing Pesach mitzvos over 7 days help you remember Yetzias Mitzrayim?
One second.
Well, it's every year, isn't it?
Kol Yimei Chayecha is not every. Isn't that every day of your life?
Yeah, but if you have a ritual act,
an annual ritual that's supposed to I'll help you remember here. So I'm going to say something in a second, then we'll wrap up. Look at this other place where the psukim appear. So let's see. Mikey, you want to read?
Yeah.
So these are the psukim in Parakeet Gimel of Shemos now. So just read these.
Vayomer Moshe Elam, Zechoras Yom Hazeh Asher Yitzasem in Mitzrayim Mibeis Avadim Ki Bechozek Yad Amasi Hashem Eschem Mizeh V'lo Yechel Chametz.
So now I assume that V'lo Yechel Chametz is referring to Leil Tesvav, right? The holiday of Pesach. And then we're told, okay, V'hoya Kivyach Hashem L'Aretz Haknani V'chulei V'yavadito Asavodis Hazos B'chodesh Hazeh. L'chor that's referring to what's it referring to? Pesach. Yeah. Pasuk Vav. Shivas Yom Tochal Matzos. So Yom HaShvi Chag. Right? What's that referring to? Pesach. Yeah. Chag HaMatzos. Matzos Yachal Shivas Yomim. B'lo Yer L'chacham. Mitzoy L'chassar B'chag Golach. It's referring to Pesach. Then V'gadat L'bincha B'yom Ahu. B'yom Ahu is referring to?
Pesach.
Pesach. But then, in Pasuk Tes, you get a generalization to Kol Hashana Kula. How so? V'haya l'chala osal yadcha u'lezikaron b'nei necha mantia taras Hashem b'ficha. So then over here you get this kind of move from the chiyuv associated with the holiday of Pesach to the equivalent of having this remembrance of Yetzias Mitzrayim every day when you wear tefillin. Right? I think that parallels, in some sense, the way it's presented in the Pesukim in Dvarim. So what I want to say based on this is that along the lines of what Josh said, is that I believe the Tashbich is really right. I think the Tashbich is right. That the Pesukim actually imply that the thing that anchors, or the thing that grounds, is the chiyuvim of Leil Tesvav of Nisan. Leil Tesvav of Nisan. That's the thing that anchors L'man Tizkros Yom Tizkom Eretz Mitzrayim. And it's connected with the whole holiday of Pesach, the Karban Pesach. Lee was asking, you know, how does chametz and matzah, how does it do that? So that's part of the Kol Shalom Ragimol Dvarim of Pesach, Lo Yatzei Dechavaso. Mazos. So you have all these rituals, all these mitzvos that are different, and it's your job to create this explanation that these chiyuvim are here to.
How does it fulfill?
So l'man tizkar. So one second, l'man tizkar. So the idea is that it seems like there's supposed to be a once a year, 1 week a year, 1 day a year. Delving deep into the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the events that occurred, the nekama to the Mitzrayim, the evil of the Mitzrayim, the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gives you a certain richness of experience of the past events and the theological significance of those events that could give you a good anchor for what it is that you're remembering Kol Hashana Kula. So I want to say the following. Let's say somebody didn't have a seder on Leil Tesvav B'Nisan. So I want to argue that l'chora you can't be mekayim because the whole year. Because what?
You can take a rumble class.
No. So there's deeper problems with that. because the what does it mean? Leman tizkaros yom tizkom eres mitzayim kol mechayecha. What's the mental state? What's the epistemology of it? Well, exactly. It's not just, oh, I mentioned Leman Tizkaros Yom Tizkom Eretz Mitzrayim. It's not, oh, I mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim. The mentioning has to be connected. You're tapping into some memorial, for the epistemology, chevra, some like memory-based experience of where you spent a night meditating, experiencing. Well,
it's only good that
the Haris Asasa, right? So you have that.
You can look at it that way. The experience of Pesach is the anchor for the rest of your years.
Exactly. I think it's very meduic in the Pesukim. The Pesukim is saying, why should you have the Seder and the Yisr Chameitz and the Chiv Matzah, Man Tizkos, Yom Tizkos, Meres Mitzayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha? The Torah should have said, oh, because of Mitzvah Kufn and Zayin, of Mitzvah Sipur.
Is it really Rabbi Sad? That's great. No, it's like because you build the memory of your year.
Out! Sacks of good stuff.
You build the memory for yourself.
What are you getting paid by the Sack Center? Center over there. So I want to suggest that this is actually the Pshat and the Tashbits. I think this is why the Tashbits is right to think that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is more correctly a outgrowth, subsidiary of Mitzvahs Kufnen Zayin, which is the Mitzvah of Sipur of Leil HaSeder. Because the what you're really supposed to be doing, is to kind of tap back into the memory of Lahar Sasafno Kihilu Yatsav Mitzrayim, with meditating on the details of the event, the experience of the event, the Nisim, Kol HaMarbar is the Meshubach, understanding the mitzvos that came along with that. That's the one day a year experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim that you have in Lel Seder. And then you recollect that every day when you do Zichrias Yetzias Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. So I actually want to say that you can't have proper Zichira divorced from Mitzaseh of Lel Tesvav. So I think that's kind of like the right way to conceptualize Zichrias Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's the opposite of the Rav's Mahalach. Because the Rav's trying to say, oh, it's a din in Kabbal Samachu Shemayim. Hashem Torah Tzad Mitzrayim, and we're Meshubit to him, etc. But no, Zichiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is to actually remember. You can't remember unless you have some sort of deeper memorial experience that you're tapping into. And that's supposed to be created by the Leil HaSeder. That's why the Leil HaSeder has all these special features of V'Higadot L'Bincha, of Kol HaMarbar is a Meshubach, Masad L'Gnus and Messiah B'Shvach, getting into the details, because that's what's required once a year in order to be able to create L'Man Tiskar Kol Yimei Chayecha. Does that have a question?
Yeah, let's say someone, I don't know, did Shnei Mikra every day the whole year and discussed the story constantly, like throughout the
day. Is it Josh saying with the Rebbe, of course?
Right, but they didn't have a Seder or whatever, so like, then they would still have a content for...
It could be. Here you get into like a more kind of time and mitzvahs type question where you could say, oh, could you replicate the Seder? Could you have a Pesach Sheni for the Seder, not just for the Karm Pat? The answer is maybe yes, in a Hanami.
So it could be Yotze Sefira.
Yeah, but you get my point. But what's really happening then is that you're doing like a not so good mitzvahs Kufn and Zayin, Shlobizmano. Right? That's really what's happening conceptually. You could clear lumdishly, can you be Mekayim, Kufn and Zayin, Shlobizmano?
Right.
Maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe enough to be Mekayim Zechira. But you see the idea that L'man Tizkar Yom Tzeis Chamer Esmer Tzayim, the Psukim, is connected with the celebration of Pesach. But I think that's also what we're trying to do on Pesach, right? You're trying to create an experience, a connection to the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim that are both personal and profound in a way that then give you the ability to connect to it every day through this kind of brief interaction of Ani Hashem Elokecha Mishoteich Chameres Mitzrayim Ve'emuna, where you're being pulled back to what it is that you explored on the Leil HaSeder. So like the two things are so inherently connected to each other. And I think that's like the better explanation of what the Tashbitz is probably getting at in suggesting that it's subsumed under Super Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Mela, you know, all these clairs of the Achronim that Ezra would get excited by, like these types of questions of, oh, do you have to repeat Kriya Shema? Do you need Emes Ve'emunah Leil HaSeder, right, to fulfill Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim in addition to Sibur? So putting aside Josh's point of Bechal Masayim Maneh, I think it's a moot point, because all what Zechira is really trying to do is tap you into the experience of Leil HaSeder. So, do I need to tap into the experience of Leil HaSeder when I'm in the Seder? It's Pilpulim Shel Hevel to ask such a question. Because you're engaged in the Seder, right? So the Achronim are trying to figure out about the mitzvah of Zechira on Leil Tesvav. It's a silly question, according to this analysis.
But this is a question that has nothing to do with that.
Well?
Whether or not you should say...
Whether or not you need to say MS Ve'emunah on the Leil HaSeder. Like, do you need the Haggadah plus MS Ve'emunah? Do you mean you need MS Ve'emunah for the... My answer is, of course, you don't need it. All right, Shkoyach, everybody. Hakosh v'sameach.